Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings. I'm Casey Luskin, Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And on this ID the Future podcast, we'll be discussing whether teaching intelligent design would open the science classroom to a floodgate of religious views about origins. Darwinists have often argued that if intelligent design were taught in schools, then that would risk opening the science classroom to a floodgate of religious ideas about origins, wreaking havoc upon the classroom and turning it into a platform for religious proselytization. But is this objection true? David Brand repeats his objection in an article entitled The Other Intelligent Design Theories, Intelligent Design is Only One of Many Alternatives to Darwinian Evolution, which is the cover story on the current issue of Skeptic magazine. Brand suggests that if ID is taught, then the science classroom will be open to an onslaught of other, quote, alternatives to Darwinian evolution. This objection is very easy to respond to. The truth is that only science belongs in the science classroom, and most of the non-ID alternatives to Darwinian evolution described by Mr. Brin, such as guided evolution, intelligent design of intelligent designers, or cycles of creation, are clearly religious alternatives, so there's no reason to suspect that teaching the scientific theory of intelligent design would invite a flood of those non-scientific religious viewpoints into the science classroom. It's actually not very complicated to respond to this objection. Evolution is science. It can be taught in the science classroom. Theories of self-organization are science. They can be taught in the science classroom. Intelligent design is science, and it could be taught in the science classroom. However, religious doctrines involving Vishnu, the deity of Mormonism, or God-guided evolution, all alternatives that are included in Brin's Parade of Horribles, are not science but religion, and thus they cannot be taught in the science classroom. This red herring objection that teaching the scientific theory of intelligent design will lead to an invasion of creation theories is false, because intelligent design is science, and only science belongs in the science classroom. This red herring should be fried up and eaten with tartar sauce. Thanks for listening. I'm Casey Luskin for the ID the Future podcast with the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.